From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. The first announcement from Floyd Fest 2026 Daydream, about who will be on stage next July, includes the Tedeschi Trucks Band, My Morning Jacket, Lucas Nelson, and local favorites like Caitlin Crisco in the broadcast. Tickets are now on sale. Sam Calhoun is Chief Operating Officer and co-owner for Across the Way Productions.
We really worked hard on this as a team, getting these big names, bringing them here with purposeful programming.
Opera Roanoke is hosting a community sing-along of Handel's Messiah, and everyone's invited this Sunday at 7 p.m. at Raleigh Court Presbyterian Church. Brooke Tolley is with Opera Roanoke.
It's really nice to be able to do it with a Baroque orchestra, which was originally what it was written for. We'll be partnering with Roanoke Baroque, and we'll be partnering with Raleigh Court Presbyterian, and we also have singers from our chorus at the opera, the Roanoke Valley Choral Society. The audience just comes. It's a free event, and they get to sing along with the choruses of the Messiah.
You've heard of Deck the Halls for the holidays, but how about Deck the Doors? The Roanoke History and O. Winston Link Museums invite you to come vote for your favorite decorated door on display. They were donated by Black Dog Salvage and then decorated by local businesses, nonprofits, and artists. Ashley Webb is the museum's executive director.
Come in and vote with a donation to receive the People's Choice Award. The business or artist, nonprofit that receives the most donations wins that award and gets a $100 gift card to Black Dog Salvage. All the proceeds for that, the festive decorations in the lobby, will go to the Roanoke History and Winston Link Museum's educational programming.
The viewing and voting starts November 28th and runs to January 2nd at the Roanoke History/Link Museum. On stage at Community Arts Reach on Frontier Road in Roanoke, just off Williamson Road this Thursday night, the play Choices, followed by a talk back with playwright Joseph Bundy in the cast. It's free with donations appreciated. At Jefferson Center this Friday night, the ultimate Elvis Christmas. The Nutcracker Magical Christmas Ballet is there next Tuesday. Live music all weekend long at the Spot on Kirk, including indie rocker Def Andrews on Saturday. Caitlin Crisco in the broadcast live at the Grandin Theater this Thursday night. At the Salem Museum, opening in the main gallery this Saturday, two exhibits, the First People of the Roanoke Valley and the Eastern Siouan of the Roanoke Valley, at 2 p.m. this Saturday at the Salem Museum. Historian Rob Lang will talk about a 1671 expedition to the valley to Totero Town, believed to be where Salem is located today. Garrett Channel is the museum's executive director.
It is about what life in the village was like, as well as the archaeology of the site, how they found the different items, and then all sorts of different artifacts that we've recovered, and what those artifacts tell us about life in the village.
And the chance for local artists to meet each other every other month at Art on First in downtown Roanoke. Art Encounters, Creative Conversations is a new series of art, ideas, and connection. Each session starts with a walkthrough of the current exhibition. Bring your own artwork to share or just come to hang out, chat, and swap creative tips with other artists. The next one is this Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. at Art on First. It's free, but donations are encouraged. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Cindy Peterson, Executive Director of the Taubman Museum of Art. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. As the largest art museum in Southwest Virginia, and with free general admission, the Taubman Museum offers art-based discovery, learning, and enjoyment for all ages. Learn more at taubmanmuseum.org.